This is Morning Edition. A federal judge in Winston-Salem will begin hearing arguments today in a case challenging North Carolina's new voting law. It's the second time U.S. District Judge Thomas Schroeder presides over a trial involving the controversial legislation. This week's arguments deal with whether it is constitutional to ask people to show photo identification in order to vote. Also at issue is how state officials are educating voters about the new law. Jorge Valencia reports.
The state voter outreach team has three members, and one of them is Jennifer Faulkner. She's 32, and she's been civically involved since an early age.
I just really had a passion for getting people to vote, convincing people it was a civic duty, and helping to make that happen. And
how old were you when you were doing this?
I don't know, like 5 or 6 or 7.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't even.
Faulkner says her job is a way to get paid for something she was already doing. The state voter outreach team was created by lawmakers when they wrote the new voting law in 2013. Faulkner's job includes giving presentations to civic groups.
We've had as few as 3 people show up, and sometimes it's upwards of multiple hundreds.
They also make it a point to give presentations to people who are least likely to have photo identification.
And those include elderly, disabled, low-income, and minority groups.
And finally, they help individual people. Faulkner says she recently helped an elderly woman from Rowan County who had never held photo identification.
For me, it's about more than the law. It's about helping people to be confident members of society and be able to have what they need.
State officials say they've put out 300,000 flyers and 20,000 posters explaining the new law. They've also started airing spots on television and radio.
In 2016, when you go to the polls,
bring your passion.
Bring your individuality.
Bring your wisdom.
And be sure to bring a photo ID.
The voter outreach team seeks partnerships with independent groups. These are nonpartisan organizations trying to help people register and vote. But some of these groups believe the state's education efforts don't emphasize important details.
Well, I'm about to give a presentation to an AARP group here in Raleigh, and I will try to make it very clear.
Bob Hall is the director of Democracy North Carolina, which is a voter advocacy group.
You can vote with or without a North Carolina driver's license or other photo ID. The poll worker will ask for an ID, but if you don't have one, you can vote by giving the last 4 digits of your Social Security number and birthday.
Hall says the outcome of an election could change if voters are confused. He says he's worried voters won't show up or will run into problems with poll workers who aren't adequately trained.
We don't want people walking away feeling disempowered or disenfranchised.
For an idea of which message is getting to people, I visited a few bus stops off of Capitol Boulevard.
Excuse me, could I trouble you for a moment? I'm doing a story for the radio.
One person I met was Alicia Jenkins. She's a registered voter, a student, and a technician at a medical lab. Like several others, she says she hasn't heard of the new law. She doesn't read the news.
And I don't watch a lot of TV unless it's cartoons with my kids. So, yeah, when it comes to politics, I generally just listen to my godbrother and my godmother and find out from them what's going on.
Jenkins says there are plenty of things on her mind besides the mechanics of voting.
What are some of the things you'd rather be paying attention to?
I have to work. I have kids to take care of, and I have school. So, yeah, the last thing on my mind is voting.
So, whether the message is that most voters will need an ID, or that people can vote with or without an ID, the challenge may be to get people to pay attention in the first place. The General Assembly has allocated $1 million per year to educate the state's 6.5 million registered voters. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.